I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The largest UN peacekeeping mission in the world is deployed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But allegations have been raised that some of the peacekeepers there traded in gold and passed arms to militia fighters. The BBC, which co-produces this program, reports that UN investigators looked into these charges. But the BBC says that the investigation was blocked for fear of offending countries that contribute troops. The United Nations today denied any cover-up. Martin Plaut is the reporter on this story. He's at the BBC now in London. Martin, your report took 18 months to complete, much of it based on confidential reports. Could you first off explain your findings?
Well, in essence, you have two troop-contributing countries, that's Pakistan and India, in two different parts of the eastern Congo, areas where there is a huge amount of minerals and wealth in timber. In essence, that's what the war's been all about. But these troop-contributing countries arrived, they established a semblance of order, but they then began being very interested in the gold and started trading in it. And they then soon discovered that the people really controlling the gold were the militia in the area. Now, these militia are absolutely notorious. The one the Pakistanis were dealing with were involved in every human rights abuse up to and including cannibalism. The ones that the Indians were involved with had been involved in the Rwandan genocide. So you're talking about some terrible people they got into bed with, so to speak. And they traded first with gold, and then when the time came, their allies were in difficulties. They began supplying them with weapons and ammunition. The UN helicopter actually flew into a national park with ammunition and flew out with ivory. That was in the Goma area where the Indians are.
Can you explain, for those who haven't been following this, what was behind this? I mean, is there an ideology on the part of those UN workers? Is it about money? Is it about gaining money through these transactions?
Yeah, it can be summed up simply. It's greed. You know, these are from countries that are not well off. Neither the Indians nor the Pakistanis pay all their troops that well, although the UN does provide $1,000 per soldier per month. Not all of that trickles down. These people see vast wealth all around them and think, well, I'll have a bit of that.
We should say that the head of the UN's operations in Congo has responded to the report saying essentially what you just said, that there has been misconduct. There may have been misconduct on the part of some individuals from time to time, but it's unfair to taint the entire country's contingent for irresponsible behavior.
Indeed, and I would very much agree with that. But, you know, the real problem lies with the UN investigation system, which is frankly broken. We have seen internal reports of the OIOS, that's the UN's investigation department, and they talk about an organization in crisis, no management leadership, my boss hates me, my boss lies about me. These kind of things are said in this internal report. This hardly gives one any kind of confidence that the UN is able to really exert the kind of influence over the troops. And don't forget, these troops don't belong to the UN. They belong to the troop-contributing countries. So how much leverage do they have? The other thing one should say is that, you know, it's Britain and America do not provide many troops to the United Nations. We mostly rely on troops from third world countries. Not surprisingly, many of them are poor and are open to temptation.
You say it's also a matter of the culture at the UN that it doesn't like to admit its errors.
No, it doesn't. Well, like any organization, but particularly an organization which is run by its own members. And, you know, it's not just this problem that we came across. We also came across endemic corruption inside the procurement department of the United Nations in the Congo. And the problem is that third world countries don't want to investigate it. There's too much at stake. They can put a lot of their own people in the United Nations who then, frankly, you know, behave in this kind of way. And, you know, it's a real problem.
All right. The BBC's Martin Plaut in London. Thank you very much, Martin.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
By the way, the BBC television program Panorama is airing a documentary on this story tonight. We have a link at theworld.org.